Levies, April.
Right. And we're now turning to agenda paper 8. In September, you discussed two requests for clarification about IFRIC 21. The submitters requested clarification on how to account for the costs arising from a levy that's raised on the production PP&E of an entity. And the submitters asked whether a particular levy was an administrative cost to be recognized as the liability is recognized, or a fixed production overhead to be recognized as part of the cost of the entity's inventory in accordance with IAS 2. And they also asked whether the matching guidance in IAS 18 should be applied.
This is going to get noisy, sorry.
How?
Right. And then press stop when you come.
You tentatively decided not to add this topic to your agenda because it's not our practice to give case-by-case advice on individual fact patterns. It's unlikely that addressing an individual type of levy would identify a principle that could be applied to all types of levies. And it's unlikely that you could achieve consensus on the outcome of any assessment with respect to these costs. Now, we received 5 comment letters on the tentative agenda decision, and the respondents made 4 types of comments about the September discussions. Several respondents suggested strengthening the reference to the lack of guidance about costs by adding a specific reference to paragraph 3 of the interpretation and a general reference to IAS 37. And we've reflected that in the revised agenda decision, which is in Appendix A. The tension between the conceptual framework and the matching concept was raised by you in September, and you asked that the topic be referred to the conceptual framework team. We did that, and the ISB discussed this topic in November. We think that those discussions adequately dealt with this issue, and in view of some respondents' concern that the reference to the tension between the conceptual framework and matching might lead to confusion or to diversity in practice, we recommend deleting this reference from the final agenda decision, and we've done that in Appendix A. The agenda decision also referred to our reluctance to give case-by-case guidance. Now, we clarified that by changing the wording to clarify that we're only talking about case-by-case guidance that's based on the fact pattern of an individual levy. One respondent, Esma, was concerned that one aspect of the September 2014 discussions, whether costs can be recognized as inventories in the absence of physical inventory, was not recorded in the agenda decision. The staff don't recommend that the interpretations committee should address the nature of the inventory of service providers. This is a very broad topic, and on the basis of the discussions that were held by you in September, we don't think it would be likely to be resolved by you in an efficient manner. In addition, one respondent raised a number of issues about the interpretation, which are set out in paragraphs 34 and 35 of the paper. The staff don't recommend adding these issues to the agenda decision. In the staff view, these issues were all discussed by you when you developed the interpretation, and the Interpretations Committee's decisions with respect to these issues are clearly stated in the interpretation. So the question for you is, do you agree with these staff recommendations, which are outlined on page 9 of the paper, and do you agree with the wording of the final agenda decision, which is contained in Appendix A?
Tony?
I support the staff recommendations that we should go ahead on the basis of the agenda decision. I had one comment, which is in the, I think it's the third paragraph, where it says the Interpretations Committee decided not to provide guidance on this matter because it could not identify general principles. I think the words in the standard are, other standards would determine whether the recognition of a liability gives rise to an asset. So I might just use the words that exist in the basis rather than saying the committee was unable to identify a general principle, but otherwise perfectly content to go ahead with what's been drafted.
I agree, along those same lines, I agree with the direction. The other sentence that I was a bit troubled by was the first sentence in the fourth paragraph. In light of this, the IC concluded that it would be unlikely it could reach a consensus on the, how the cost would be recognized in a particular case. I thought that left it too open. It's just that we couldn't decide because there's just so many possible alternatives, which I didn't think was what was trying to be said. It just was, there is guidance out there, but it would be inefficient for us to go and try to figure out all the possible things that could apply. But it's not like there isn't something to apply.
I had, as I read it, just as we were talking here, I stumbled on the same sentence. John?
I agree with the change. I agree with the changes that have been made. I do have some sympathy for the position put by ESMA that the real issue in the submission hasn't been dealt with, which is whether this can be capitalized into inventory of the service provider or not. Because to me, this has never been about an IFRIC 21 issue. This has been about an IAS2 for service providers question, and we have not at all answered the question which is at the heart of the submission. So I do have some sympathy for the view that that's left sort of hanging, but I'm happy with the amendments that have been made and reflect what our discussions have been.
Mikhail?
Yes, I brought up this matching principle before, and I realized the answer as well on the topic there, that was quite negative for sure there. But in my mind, we will, EY then pointed out there, we'll have a number of issues going forward when it comes to IAS 34, etc., and this Android charges and so on. And I mean, if you have the view of having one accounting year, I mean, that's fine, so to speak. It would probably be the same result. But I mean, the financial markets obviously goes for quarterly results, and this makes no sense. So in my mind, this will not be a good accounting, and it will not be able to use in the companies as such for internal use either. So if there are significant amounts, I'm sure that will be adjusted for when it comes to the presentations and so on the performance that you do. And then a general thing that I understand that IS 37 then, for instance, do not take the other side, the debit side, but to issue interpretations on one side, I think that goes to the currency as well, immediately creates a lot of problems on the other side. So in my mind, that will not help us to get better reporting.
Point taken. Don?
Yeah, thank you. as indicated in our letter, we are concerned about the implications in the enforcement of cases where service providers believe that they can recognize inventories based on IS2 because of what is in the agenda papers of this decision. So we are not very comfortable by the decision that is proposed by the staff. We acknowledge that it might be a big issue, maybe too big to deal with. On the other hand, by drafting the papers as they were drafted, at least the impression might be created that it could be possible to recognize inventories by service providers that are not physical. We are not that happy with that impression, to be honest.
The staff in paper 9 in September did actually put in a couple of pages where they thought that the wording in IS2 did support the view that they could possibly be inventory of service providers and that inventory would not need to be physical. But when that was discussed, there was a number of people on the committee who were very, very uncomfortable with that, and that wording was removed from the tentative agenda decision that was discussed in September as a result of those concerns.
I agree. However, according to what happened in the meeting, a number of committee members were concerned, but not all. So what does that mean? What does that mean for a preparer? What can he use as arguments in the debate? Is it possible or not? And that's the issue we will face based on what happened in the papers and how the committee expressed themselves. And that we are afraid that this will not be very helpful in the enforcement and consistent application of IFRSs, because it's not only a matter of enforcement, it's also a matter of consistent application. Based on what I read in the papers, you can argue both ways, and that is, has the potential of diversity in practice.
In retrospect, you might make the argument that, okay, it shouldn't have been addressed. I'm not sure that I would make that argument. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't, because my preference over the years in this job and in others has been to give the staff a free hand and raise issues that they believe are important to raise. So that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't see that changing. I do understand the point that if service provider inventories are an issue, they're a much bigger issue than the debits that come from recognizing levies.
Yeah.
That's a fairly small fraction of the total of possible debits that service providers could put in inventory. So we take your point. I'd ask you, and perhaps you, to communicate to your colleagues that it's going to happen again. We'll do our best if we think it's going to raise that kind of an issue to let you all know, all y'all rather than some of y'all. You have to be from Texas to understand the distinction. But we will communicate with ESMA when we recognize it, and we'll do that before the paper goes out.
Okay.
So that to the extent that it raises issues like that, we perhaps insert a language in the paper that helps defend against it. Because we don't want to make your lives any harder than they already are.
Wayne, can I just...
Do I have agreement with that?
Can I just say that the staff were aware that the crucial question was, do you have inventory for service providers? And that was the purpose of the submission. It was taken out of the agenda as a result of the decision, as a result of the discussions.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to help you here.
All right, okay.
Okay, we're done on this issue. I think we're done. Any objections? We're done. Okay, we